Hello, my name is Savannah Dyer, and I am a Revelation Wellness instructor in Fresno, California. I am super excited to be a part of these 21 days of walking prayer, bringing you the songs of ascents through the Book of Psalm. So here we are, getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, play. All right, so go ahead and start moving. Start walking, getting your body moving in a way that feels good and honoring for your body to move today. I am so excited to just walk with you, to walk to higher ground, to go higher, to move higher, to think higher, to put on the mind of Christ as we train together in coming higher and in really focusing on God and who He is in our life, His character, praising Him and coming to a more intimate place in our relationship with God. So God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for the ability to move, for the ability to come higher. God, I pray that as we slow down, as we take these walking steps, that we would move in a place of stillness with you, that we would come closer, that our intimacy would come deeper with you, God. I pray during these 21 days that healing would take place, God, that healing in our body, in our physical body, in our soul, in our spirit would come alive, would become healed in Jesus' name. So God, we give you this time. Help our minds and our focus to be solely and fully on you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so today we are going to move through a song for pilgrims ascending to Jerusalem in Psalm 121. Jerusalem is at a high elevation, so no matter which way they were traveling, you had to go up. You had to move higher. And these songs of ascent, these are their road trip songs. So may this be your road trip song. May this be time today that you come higher, you move higher. You take time to make an upward movement to a higher call. We are going to make declarations today. You're going to declare who God is in your life, and then you will know who you are. So I want to encourage you throughout our time together today that you would just stop and declare who God is in your life. And God, would you give us eyes to see us the way you see us? We love to say around here, God, show me me. Show me me. How do you see me, God? But help us take our eyes off of our own self and see who God is. See Him, giving Him songs of praise as we come higher and move higher with Him. So Psalm 121 is a psalm of confidence. It points out all the ways God is superior, all the ways that He is greater. David praises God for always being stable. Oh, stability. We want to be stable, to have stability. God provides shade, which is very nice when you're traveling for a long period of time or traveling long ways. We need places of shade, places to rest. And this is about His protection. That our God, Jesus, Yahweh, is not just a hideout, but He is a bodyguard. He covers us. He shields us. He is not just in one place. He goes with them wherever they go, wherever they are traveling. So, verse 1 and 2 says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? I lift my eyes to the hills. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Passion Translation says, I'm longing for God's help. True help and protection only comes from the Lord. True help and protection only comes from the Lord. What is your declaration here? Declare the help and the protection that God has given you in your life. Verse 3. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. The Passion Translation says, He will guard and guide me, never letting me stumble or fall. God is my keeper. He will never forget nor ignore me. He is your guardian God. I declare that God is my guardian God. What is your declaration? Verse 4 says, Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Passion Translation says, He is the guardian God for his people, Israel. He is where our help comes from. He is our true help, our protection, that he is our guardian. What is your declaration?
So do not fear, for I'm with you. I am your God.
Verse 5 says, The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The Passion Translation says, Yahweh himself will watch over you. He's always at your side to shelter you safely in his presence. He will always watch over you. He's always at your side to shelter you safely in his presence. In him, you have stability and safety. When the world tries to knock you one side to the next, when you may feel on rocky ground, unstable, not knowing who to trust, where to turn, knowing that God is our place of safety. I declare, God, you are our safe place. You are our refuge. You are our solid ground. What is your declaration? Verse 6, the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. He's protecting you from all danger, both day and night. He's your protection, day and night. You are our protection, God. Declare His protection over you.
I hear you say, look up, child. Hey, look up, child.
Verse 7, the Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. He continuously watches over you. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. As we are moving higher, we see how you keep our life. You keep our life solid as we look up to you, that you continually watch over us, always. Him to show you more of His character, of who He is, of how He is continuously watching over you. Verse 8, the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. The Passion Translation says, you will be guarded by God Himself. You will be safe when you leave your home. Safely, you will return. He will protect you now, and He'll protect you forevermore. Declare your God, your guardian God, that you are guarded by Him Himself, that you are safe. God, because you are safe, I know that I am safe. Safety, safely you will return. And He protects you now, and He will protect you for the rest of your life. Generation after generation, He is with you. He will never leave you or abandon you. A declaration of who God is. Declare who He is. We are on this journey of life. May we remember these Psalms where our focus is on God. And we stand and we praise. These are songs of praise. These are songs of declaration, declaring who God is in your life, declaring that we know where our help comes from, that our help comes from you. The Lord that made heaven and earth, made all things, that He breathed and He spoke things into existence, He cares about me. He cares about you. That is who He is. That is His character. His character is that full banner of love, that unwavering, unconditional love, that agape love that only comes from Him. Let us come to that higher place of realization, of knowing who He is in our life, that He is the one. He is our true help and our true protection. Only comes from Him. God, forgive us. God, I repent for looking to other things, for grabbing other things before You. Before I run to You, before I fall down on my knees and surrender, and knowing that my help comes from You alone. We have so much information. We don't need more information. We need more intimacy. More intimacy with You, God. I declare that, God, You are good. I declare that my help and protection comes from You alone.
You always finish what you start.
God, I declare that You are my guardian.
You always finish what you start. Yeah.
That You never let me stumble or fall. God, I declare that You are my stability, that You are my solid ground that I stand on, that You are stable, that You are loving. God, I declare that You are over all things. That You are greater. You are higher.
I will trust You in the famine. I will bless You in the feast. When I'm standing in Your victory, when I'm on my...
God, I declare that You are my safe place, that You are safety. I declare that You are shelter. That You are rest.
When the springtime comes, this story has an empty grave.
God, I declare that You are good. You are a good, good Father.
Jesus, the process is a mystery, but Your promise.
God, I declare that You are a God of restoration.
We will be walking through the fire.
You are a God of intimacy. What are those declarations? That God is awakening in you. Declare them to Him today. Good job moving higher today. Continue to think higher, to continue to move higher, to take time in this upward movement to a higher call that brings heaven to earth. What is God doing? Who is He? Declaring the goodness of God over your life and bringing it to earth, bringing it to your day to day. You're going in and you're going out for today, for tomorrow, for next week, for next year, for generation to generation to come. God, thank you so much for taking us to a higher place. Thank you for this time that we get to come closer to you, that we fix our eyes on you, our hearts on you. We love you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.